Hardy, William J. 1823 to 1888. And Eliza, 1820 to 1890. Thought to be the first African American to be elected to public office in Michigan, William J. Hardy was a leading member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in the Gaines, Caledonia area. He was born in New York, and his family moved to Michigan in 1827. According to some sources, Hardy, after his father's death, was, when only 6 or 7 years old, bound out as an indentured servant for some years. By 1846, he was able to purchase his own farm in Gaines, which by the time of the 1870 census was valued at a very respectable $7,500. William Hardy, preceded by his wife Eliza, née Watts, became a Sabbatarian Adventist in 1857 and remained a key member of his local church for the rest of his life. After the Michigan legislature in 1870 endorsed the 15th Amendment, giving the vote to African American men, William Hardy began to run for various public offices in Gaines Township. Although disadvantaged by his race, unpopular church affiliation, and by running on a Republican ticket in an area dominated by Democrats, Hardy was elected supervisor of Gaines Township in 1872. Ellen White was impressed by the Hardy family when she paid a brief visit in 1859. "We were heartily welcomed by the family. A good dinner was soon in readiness for us. This is a colored family. Although the house is poor and old, everything is arranged with neatness and exact order. The children are well-behaved, intelligent, and interesting. Problems of disunity, however, at times beset the church in Gaines and Caledonia in the 1860s. And several times during that decade, Ellen White cautioned William and Eliza Hardy over their part in the troubles.